Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It all goes down tonight in Denver in the Mile High City of Ball Arena. The Nuggets can win the Larry O'Brien. They can win a title, their first ever, if they can finish off the Heat in Game 5. And you got Michael Malone talking about it. He said, my biggest concern going into any closeout game is human nature and fighting against that. Most teams, when you're up 3-1, they come up for air. They relax and they just kind of take it for granted that, oh, we're going to win this. We know anything is possible down 3-1. That's why my message to our team and the approach has been that we were down 3-1. They're desperate. We have to be more desperate. They are hungry. We have to be hungrier. They've been there before in closeout games. Game 4 at Minnesota in the first round, they didn't get it done, but then they won it in 5. They beat the Suns in Game 6 of the second round and the Lakers in Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals. They won both games in Miami, and the Joker said, we're going to approach it as a must-win game. I know it's a big opportunity, and I think everybody knows by reflection of the practice that we had today, how everybody was just locked in. I think we're going to be ready. That was on Sunday when they were doing a shoot around. And you do know that of the 36 teams to go up 3-1 in the NBA Finals, only one of them, the 2016 Warriors, has blown a 3-1 lead. That was to Cleveland. They've had injuries. They've come close to winning a title, but Murray went down, Porter went down, and it threw them off pace. They didn't get it done since they reached the conference finals in the Orlando bubble in 2020. Murray's relatively healthy now, and he said they're ready to win a title. He said, it's long before we made it here that I thought this was going to happen. I had a belief of being in the playoffs before, having the experience, seeing the team and the chemistry grow, having the same core my whole career. That's when I saw it. That's when I believed it. To be here just kind of rounds it out and shows that when you are given the right circumstances and everybody's healthy, God willing, we can do it. When we're playing our best basketball, we're a very hard team to stop. Malone said this team has been through a lot. The last 2 years, no Jamal Murray. Last season, no Michael Porter. To get back healthy and add some key pieces, this is a team that has been tested before, and I think it's really built for this moment. So since the playoffs expanded to 16 teams back in 84, and not counting the COVID-19 season, teams that have been in the Heat situation have gone 2-1 and 132 in the series. The two comebacks, the Rockets over the Suns in the 95 Western Conference Finals, and as I mentioned, the Cavs over the Dubs in the NBA Finals in 2016. Just 31 of Miami's 134 before them, 23%, have avoided elimination in Game 5. So 23%, 31 of 134, won the Game 5 to stay alive. They lost Games 3 and 4 in Miami. How are they going to do it tonight? Maybe they have to get up more shots, more field goal attempts during the playoffs this year. The team with more attempts, shots, including those that resulted in a trip to the free throw line, have won 59% of the games. They've gone 45-31. As for Miami, they're 8-4, 66% wins when they have the advantage in terms of shot volume. And they're 3-5 when they don't lead in shot volume. Obviously, the Heat want to get good looks, and they also don't want to turn the ball over. They can't let Denver get out and run, particularly with, you know, Jokic bringing it up the court at a relatively nice pace and finding his cutters. They'll kill you, Denver. So what's Miami going to be able to do? They got to let Robinson, your boy Dunkin' Donuts, Struce, and Vincent get some open looks and fire away. It can't just be Butler and Bam every single time down. It gets so stale. It's so predictable. And I think fairly easy to defend. What are they going to do against Aaron Gordon? Remember, in game one, first quarter, he had 12 points on 6 of 8 shooting. He's just bigger than the Heat defenders. Then they put Love on him in game two. He didn't do anything. Gordon scored just 23 in games two and three on 10 of 17 shooting. But he had 15 points on 6 of 7 shooting in the second quarter of game four. Why don't the Heat use Haywood Highsmith? The guy had 18 points in 23 minutes in game one, and he played only a couple seconds of the first half of game four. They're not playing the guy. I just can't figure it out. He's given them a nice piece and contributed, and then they don't play him. In game two, when they won in Denver, they shot 17 of 35 from downtown. They got to do that again tonight. Did you see Sue Bird had her jersey retired on Sunday after the Seattle loss to the Mystics in Seattle at Climate Pledge? She gave an hour and a half speech. Jesus, it took forever, but she had a great career, no doubt. 4 WNBA championships, 5 gold medals in the Olympics, 13 all-star appearances, 2 national championships in college. She's just a freak. Bird said, it almost has nothing to do with basketball in so many ways. The connection I have with the city, with the fans, with this franchise, and again, I have said it out there, what they've given me. I think a lot was made of what I've given them in my final year, but I really wanted to emphasize what all the people I named have given me and what I'll take from it all. She said, I'll miss it. I'll forever miss it. That's okay. I think some people try to avoid missing it when they're in my seat up here. And the reality is I'm always going to miss it playing. There's going to be days tomorrow, a year from now, 5 years from now, where I'll even cry because I miss it and get emotional because I miss it. That's just a part of it. So I hit that Joker plus 170 tennis semifinal win over Alcaraz in the French Open. How ridiculous were the odds on that match? I mean, honestly, they had Alcaraz heavy favorites over the Joker. You got to be kidding me. Meanwhile, on Sunday, he recorded his 23rd Grand Slam singles championship, breaking a tie with Rafa and moving 3 in front of Federer with a straight set easy win over Rude. And it was never in doubt. I mean, the first set was, but he still won that in a tiebreak. He's 36 now, and he had a French Open title in 2016 and in 21. He's the only guy with at least 3 from each major. He has won 10 at the Aussies, 7 at Wimbledon, and 3 at the U.S. Open to go with 3 at the French. Joker said, I knew that was going into the tournament. Going into the match, especially today, there's a history on the line, but I try to focus on my attention and thoughts into preparing for the match in the best way possible to win, like any other match. He had a red jacket on with a 23 stitch on it for the record. Of course, I would lie if I say I didn't think about the finish line that is right there and that one more match is needed to win a trophy, a historic one. He's halfway to the calendar year Grand Slam. He almost did it before in 21 when he won the Aussie, French, and Wimbledon and made it to the title match of the U.S. Open before losing to Medvedev. Now he's going to take on Wimbledon, which starts July 3rd. He'll go for his third slam of the year. Joker has now held the trophy as the winner in 11 of the last 20 slams. He's now tied with Serena Williams, who also had 23 slams. He's the oldest singles champ at Roland Garros, so the oldest ever win the French. He's 20 days past his 36th birthday. It was the third slam final in the last five slams for Ruud, who's 24, the Norwegian. He's 0-3 in those matches. He lost to Nadal at the French a year ago and to Alcaraz at the U.S. Open in September. So the Joker won the tiebreak after the, you know, first set. And think about this. In his career, tiebreakers, he's 308 and 162. That's 65% wins in tiebreaks. In 2023, he's 15-4, including 6-0 in Paris. There were 55 points played across that half dozen. And his unforced errors in those, zero. Joker said, I leave those kinds of discussions of who is the greatest to someone else. I have, of course, huge faith and confidence and belief in myself for everything that I am and who I am and what I'm capable of doing. So this trophy, the French, obviously is another confirmation of the quality tennis that I'm still able to produce. And did you see Nick Taylor, the Canadian, win the Canadian Open? It hasn't happened by a Canadian since 1954. That was the last time a Canadian had done it. Pat Fletcher in 54 in Vancouver is when he did it. And this guy, Nick Taylor, in the most unbelievable 72-foot eagle putt on the fourth playoff hole to beat Fleetwood in a stunning finish. He said, the speed of the putt is all I was thinking about. For that to drop is just a huge surprise. It was amazing. And how about this? The U.S. Open starts this Thursday in L.A., Lipstick City.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.